Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Fluently Forward. This week on the podcast, we are going to be doing NFL gossip. And like, stay with me here, because when I tell you, I was so initially not excited to do this episode. I basically view sports kind of the same way as I view religion, where I'm like, oh, I've had about 200 times to try to get into both, and like so many opportunities and so many people in my life wanted me to get into both, but try as I may, I just really couldn't fathom it. But similar to both sports and religion, I'm like, oh, there's so many things where like, I get it. You know what I mean? Like the idea of like going to church once a week and having that faith and having a community, like that sounds nice. And sports, right? Oh my God. I guess both of these things happen a lot on Sundays, right? Anyway, but the idea of going to a stadium and like rooting for your team and like dressing up in the jersey and being able to talk to anyone at the airport bar about the team that you like, I've admired both of them and I just couldn't get into either. But I have to say, after doing the research for this episode and knowing all of the juicy drama behind some of these footballers and their dating history and everything, I'm now someone who still would not watch football on Sundays, but enjoys the TikToks I'm getting about them. So that is a level up, baby, okay? So first of all, thank you for clicking into this episode, because I might not have if I saw the title. But we are going to make this fun, and this is going to be an episode kind of for the girls here, if you get what I'm saying. When I talk about these people, I'm going to be describing how they look. I'm going to be talking about how much money they make, their blind items, who they dated, their scandals. I will not be talking about like the plays that they did and why that's so good. And you know what I mean? Like, we're just going to make this fun. So consider this your guide to being able to chat with folks, I don't know, about stuff more than Taylor Swift. Yes, that's right. I said her name. The embargo is still happening. If you follow us over on Patreon, you know that we are currently doing an embargo on all things Taylor Swift, because I think she's a little bit overexposed right now. And this podcast is perfectly balanced, as all things should be. So we will actually be talking briefly about Kim Kardashian in this episode. And unfortunately, a tiny bit of Taylor Swift, because we are going to be covering Travis Kelce, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes and Jackson Mahomes, Odell Beckham Jr., Josh Allen, Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady, a little bit of Braxton Berrios, a little bit of Olivia Culpo, Joe Burrow, and Russell Wilson, and Sierra. So that is who we are going to be talking about. And without further ado, let's just dive right into it, okay? Let's kick this show off. And we are going to start by digging in a little bit to Travis Kelce. That's right, Taylor Swift's new boyfriend. He plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he is a tight end. I have a tight end too sometimes. Like if I watch something cringy, I get like a clenched butthole. So I kind of relate to him on that, which by the way, you know, when my butthole was clenched the tightest, when Elon Musk did his SNL monologue, there was just something about him up on that stage and I just clenched up and I just went, it doesn't belong. It doesn't belong. It's not working. You know, I just felt nervous on his behalf. But I will say Travis Kelce is a smooth operator, okay? Not only is he allegedly the best tight end of all time in doing the research for all of this, I personally would go with Rob Gronkowski off of the like 15, you know, TikTok videos I've seen of both of them playing. But Travis Kelce is a smooth operator. He's big, he's beefy, he has like these sparkly eyes. He was fantastic. Talk about someone who did SNL really well. He was fantastic. I think maybe about 6 months ago, he was on Saturday Night Live. I didn't know who he was at the time when I watched it. I thought he was one of the actors. His comedic timing was so good. His voice is like so deep and sexy. Oh my God. And he was just playing everything incredibly well. One of my favorite sketches he did from the time he was on SNL was that sketch about like a grown man being at the American Girl Doll Cafe.
Shall I bring you some minis then?
No need. I already know what I want. I'll have a 64-ounce porterhouse. Rare.
Okay, so unfortunately, we do not serve giant steaks here. It's just a cafe.
Oh, well, we'll need menus then. But FYI, don't bring out any kids' menus for the girls. Isabel just had her period and she thinks she's a woman now.
And look, this is a little Fluently Forward conspiracy theory. I think that somebody on the writers team at SNL is a floozy, okay? I really do, because the Saturday that came out, the previous Monday, and you know that they take that entire week to like freshly write all of the sketches, we dropped our episode with Harry Hill about American Girl dolls and celebrities, and Harry was talking about how he, as a grown man, went to the American Girl doll cafe, and then boom, on Saturday, they dropped that sketch. And then there was also two other times, I'm going to have to go back, where we dropped an episode Monday, and something that was in the episode was referenced in an SNL sketch. I mean, this is me being delusional, but like, whatever. Anyway, so if you haven't seen him on SNL, I think And I normally don't say this about athletes, but he has the it factor. He has something very, like, I want to see more of him. And I think he knows that as well because, yes, he is a tight end, but he also did have a reality TV show, which we are going to be diving into. So like I said, he's considered one of the greatest tight ends of all time. I will say begrudgingly, I think that that makes sense that why he's with Taylor Swift. They're both the greatest. Okay, like the minute I say that, I hear people in the background being like, what about Beyonce? What about Michael Jackson? I'm talking about, like, I don't know, right now, who's being talked about the most as like the greatest of all time. And with her Eras Tour, she's on top. He's on top. I think it's nice to have like two people who are on top. Ooh, who is on top? Do you want to be on top? I bet they switch. Anyway, let's get a little bit into his family life. So his father, who I actually don't see much of, I see his mom like everywhere, but his father was a sales representative in the steel industry, and his mother, Donna, who you see a lot of her because both of her sons are in the NFL, etc. His mother is a former bank executive. And I will say, I think Taylor Swift's mom had a similar job. I know her dad was a stockbroker. Her mom was some sort of like executive, whatever. When he was growing up, he was a three-sport athlete. So he did football, basketball, and baseball. And something that I noticed a lot in this research, and we're going to see continuing throughout this episode, is that a lot of pro NFL guys, for some reason, I just thought they hone in on one thing. They don't. They're really, really well-versed in all different types of sports. And now that I'm thinking about that, I feel like that is a common occurrence, right? Like, if you play one instrument, right? I play guitar, piano, saxophone. You usually play a couple. If you're fluent in one language, it's kind of easy for you to pick up another. So you're going to see that. But yeah, he really, really liked baseball growing up. In college, this was interesting. I'm just kind of pulling out the highlights here. There was a season that he didn't play because of a violation of team rules, which was revealed to be failing a drug test by testing positive for marijuana. So we know he's chill. But anyway, he got suspended for 1 year and then he was back with the team. So that was like a little interesting hiccup in his early career there. Now, after he graduated, he was signed to the Chiefs. And something I've always wondered was, how much do these fuckers get paid? Like, I've always been so curious. And I've never been much of, I know a lot of girls have like crushes on athletes or what do you call it? Like a cleat chaser, like someone who always dates athletes. I have been someone who grew up online reading the blind items. So I have never let myself even have a daydream of a crush on an athlete or a rapper or really anyone famous. But especially those two groups of people, I feel like are always cheating. Athletes are always cheating. But after this episode, finding out how much money they make, I'm sorry. Why was I not involved in sports before? Like, I knew that there was money in sports. I didn't know that there was this much money. Like, for some reason, I thought, oh, like a guy who's good at football makes like $4 million or something. No, 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 no. So when Travis Kelce was first signed to the Chiefs, this was in 2013, he signed a 4-year rookie contract. So it was $3 million and it had a signing bonus of like $700,000. Cut to 2016. And he signed a 5-year, $46 million contract extension. We're going to be going through everybody's like contract numbers here, but this is not like chump change. And it's crazy to me too, because there's a lot of talk about how a lot of pro athletes end up blowing through all of their money. And, you know, it's rare to find somebody who's actually being smart with their money. And, you know, we'll shout out who some of those people are in this episode. I don't know, maybe it's just because I stay on ThreadUp.com, but like, how could you blow through like $50 million? I actually don't even know how people do it. So that could be an episode for another time. Anyway, it's interesting to me because I think of things in the industry that I'm in the podcasting world, right? So I'm like, oh my God, Alex Cooper got 60 million. Meghan Markle, I think, got like 40 million. Joe Rogan, right? 200 million. All of these deals. Basically potatoes to sports. But then again, speaking into a microphone is a lot easier than getting bodied and worn out and having to train every single day of your life. So like I said, he has not just entertained on SNL. He's done it before with his own reality TV show. So in January 2016, he was in the E! Entertainment Tonight television dating show called Catching Kelsey, which I think is cute because after having done this research, I know that his job is to catch the ball, okay? Like, if you asked me a couple weeks ago what a tight end was, like, anyway, they're the ones that catch the ball. And you would think that's everyone, but it's not everyone all the time. I'm pretty sure the kicker doesn't catch the ball. Anyway, we're moving on. It's a cute name. If you are subscribed to Cam from What I Will Say or Tori from Ready to Be Petty, their Patreons, they did a great episode where they watched, it was called like, we watched Catching Kelsey so that way you don't have to. And they kind of summed it up. Basically, their gist was like, he did this to get his name on the map and kind of to get some money. He did end up dating the winner. I think her name is Maya Benberry for a couple of months afterwards, but it seems like he was just kind of doing it for some cash. They said that he was very charming on the show. He's just a guy. Tori was saying this in her episode, and I think it rings so true. He's just a guy who does stuff well. And isn't that so? Especially for I've never been a natural. All I do is try, try, try. Travis Kelsey, I just feel like he moves through life and he like gets it. He gives me the vibe of a man who like was born knowing how to drive stick shift and he could like, you know, flag down a waiter at the restaurant without getting ignored. He's kind of like the opposite of every ick. You know what I mean? Like if a ping pong ball was bouncing, he wouldn't run after it with his little butt out. He would just like snatch it in his hand. I don't know. He's very cool, very confident. What were we even talking about? I'm like falling in love here. Oh, okay. They were basically saying he was very smooth on the show, very charismatic. They were also saying that he was horny. They were like, straight up, he was horned up on the show. He said that like one of the girls had a porn star voice. Like it's his fantasy to like hose someone down in a white t-shirt with a hose. I don't know. There's a lot of testosterone in that body, I guess. Now, he also has done another avenue of entertaining. That's right. He is a fellow podcaster. So him and his brother, they're both in the NFL. They have a weekly podcast called New Heights. And this is where they talk about the NFL. They have different guest stars on. I watched a little bit of their interview with the Gronk guy, who I think is the best tight end. And he is also a marketable motherfucker, okay? He has done commercials for Bud Light, State Farm, DirecTV, Experian. He's in that Pfizer commercial that Aaron Rodgers was making a dig at. We're going to be talking about him later. But I don't think he's hurting for money, okay? He's got like a good-looking face. He's got a good sounding voice and he's just like making money out here. So without further ado, let's get into some of the blind items and, you know, let's fall out of love a little bit with him and see what's going on. So this was one blind item when him and Taylor Swift first got together. It said, so if you want to buy into the whole A-list injured football player dating the A-plus list singer, then you are also going to have to buy into the whole home wrecking thing because the football player has a longtime girlfriend with two first names. Considering the wobbly timeline of the year singer relationship, it's getting to be a pattern for the A-plus list singer. Now, this one's a little bit confusing because Travis Kelsey is not an A-list. He is an A-list football player, but he's not injured. He's currently playing right now. But A-plus list singer, that's got to be Taylor Swift. And an ex with two first names, Travis Kelsey's ex-girlfriend is Kayla Nicole. And that's two first names. So I'm just going to say that this is about him. And let's talk a little bit about his ex, Kayla Nicole. So they were kind of in this on again, off again relationship for 5 years. He basically announced that he was single on the Pivot podcast by saying, I'm in the free market right now. I'm just out there enjoying life, focused on my profession. And this was in early September when he said publicly that he was single. There was even an episode of his own podcast with his brother where he was talking about rejoining Tinder, which like come on, there's no way somebody with like that much money would be on Tinder, but whatever. And he was talking about his profile picture, like, should I go for the mustache or not the mustache, whatever. So he was basically openly talking about being single in September of this year. And while we're talking about the stash, dude, I digged it. I dug it. I digged it. I'm digging it currently because it's on him. What is it about like a thick, good stash? Unfortunately, I also liked it on Joe Jonas, but it's only good when it's a strong mustache. If it is a weak mustache, shave it off, be clean shaven. But a strong, thick, fertile, I don't know what's wrong with me today, guys. Anyway, it's a really good mustache. Now, what do we know about his ex, basically? She has a journalism background, and she also had a career in fashion. So there was a moment, basically, if you date someone in the NFL, the way that you will be harassed, like I was watching all of these different TikToks of, you know, Josh Allen kissing his ex-girlfriend, and people are like, she's playing it up for the cameras. She's like a gold digger. You know, they'll like smile at someone, and they're like, she better not ruin his season. These people get very, very intense. Anyway, so there was a moment where I think Travis was dating Kayla, and people were like, oh my God, she's like a gold digger. Like, she doesn't even do anything. So there were different moments online where she would be like, hey, friendly reminder, I actually graduated with a degree in broadcast journalism. Like, this is what I do. Like, I have my own thing going on. So she met Travis Kelce on Instagram. Apparently, she said he had been following me and insta-flirting for a few months, all double taps and no DM. And then she said that she went to a party, and after a little bit of liquid courage and a pep talk from her friend, she DM'd him back saying something along the lines of like, what are you waiting for? Come on, like, let's get this thing going. So they started dating in 2017. There were some moments that they broke up and then got back together. There were rumors that he cheated on her, but then he denied the rumors. I don't know. Like, you can never really tell. Now, something that is less alleged is the reason why they broke up, or one of the reasons. Allegedly, Travis Kelce forced his ex to pay for half of everything while they were dating, okay? And he denied this in an interview on a podcast in January 2023, saying, don't buy into that shit. I would never say that I was supporting her. She had a very financially stable life and what she was doing in her career. And then he said, but you've got to be crazy if you'd think that I never helped or gave her a couple thousand to grab some food, or she gave me money to go get some food. We were in a relationship for 5 years. $100 here, $100 there. It wasn't even thought about. So let's look into the cheapskate allegations, because it seems like there might be something behind them. Okay. So they dated for 5 years. Apparently Kayla had kind of talked before about not getting expensive gifts. There was one moment that she went on IG Live and she was basically saying, how are women able to afford designer bags and G-Wagons? Like, I buy my clothes at Zara because I have bills to pay. And a lot of people were like, okay, but your boyfriend's got like millions of dollars. Why are you buying clothes at the same place that we are? And then this was a rumor that was put on Barstool. They said in the 5 years they dated, he apparently made Kayla Nicole split every bill, dinner, trip, etc. The intention was for her to prove that she wasn't just in it for the money and actually liked him. Here's the thing, like, I could understand if you're a big baller and you don't want to be taken advantage of. But here's the thing. Splitting everything 50-50 with someone who isn't a big baller is taking advantage of them. Like it needs to be a percentage at which it's fair for both people. So that, I'm assuming that would be him paying for like 90% and then maybe her paying for 10, if that, like even if that. And also, you've been together for 5 years. So like after the first year, especially if you listened to last week's episode with Amy Chan, we know that the honeymoon infatuation stage is over by year two, and then you move into the companionship stage. So, like, she passed the test. She passed the test. What are you still doing it for? I don't know. It just sounds like maybe he was a little bit cheap. Who knows? Okay, let's get back to some other blind items. This A-plus list NFL tight end is cheating on his significant other with a porn star. Another cheating allegation there, but now we've got a little bit more detail. Here's one. It says the A-plus list singer and the NFL player are filming a commercial for the big game. That would explain a lot of this. So that is allegedly saying that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are doing a Super Bowl commercial together. I mean, we'll find out in a couple of months if that's true. I could see it. I could definitely see it. Here's the thing. Everybody's saying, are they PR? Are they not PR? I actually can't even. I'm just so sick of talking about it. Do you know what I mean? And people nowadays use PR the same way. You know how people would say like, oh, nepo baby, but what they really just mean is like untalented and doesn't deserve to be there. Or they would say like old money vibes, but really what they mean is like it's a preppy outfit and it looks clean and nice and like it was just stiffly ironed or something. And I feel like now people will say, oh, they're PR. And what they mean is they're fake. When really like PR is so vast. It's so vast. And it's just, is it PR? Well, it's certainly PR for the NFL because here I am doing a damn episode about them only because she's, you know, dating Travis Kelce. Is it PR for her? I don't know. I guess more people are seeing her. Are they both fake? No, I think that they're fucking. All right. And then the last blind item that we have here is saying this three named singer rapper is not dating the A-plus list NFL player. Just because you are in the same place does not make you a couple. And I think a lot of people kind of had a little bit of raised eyebrows for Travis Kelce because before he was like, oh my God, like I like Taylor Swift. I want to meet her. I made her a friendship bracelet. Come on, be my girlfriend, whatever, whatever. He was a little bit thirsty for Megan Thee Stallion. And I don't know if there were legs to this rumor. Yes, they were both seen at the same place, the 2023 CMT Music Awards. Yes, he had kind of publicly shot his shot with her. Shot his shot, whatever, you know what I mean. But his ex-girlfriend, Kayla Nicole, unfollowed him and Megan Thee Stallion when they broke up. So that to me, like what else would be the reason? I mean, maybe, I don't know, you're mad because your man is like publicly thirsting over this person. But to me, it just seems like, I don't know, maybe something happened. Maybe they hooked up. Today's episode of Fluently Forward is brought to you by Lumi Deodorant. You have heard me talk about them many times before. I really, really like Lumi, especially their starter pack, which we've got a great offer here for you to be using. But that's because they have a variety of different deodorant and you can use it for your pits, privates, and beyond. You could even be like me and put it on your bunion if that's something that's giving you duress. Basically, they have a starter pack and it's fantastic because it has a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, and you get two free products of your choice, which would be like a mini body wash, deodorant wipes, and free shipping. I personally, my favorite has been the cream tube deodorant. I know we're used to using it in stick form, but there's something about having deodorant as a cream. You can put it like inside your butt crack if you want to, let's be honest. I sweat there. I'm sure other people do too. So as a special offer for Fluently Forward listeners, you can get $5 off of a Lumi starter pack with code FLUENTLY. So just go to LumiDeodorant.com. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com. And this will get you over 40% off of your starter pack with code FLUENTLY. All right. Up next, we're going to talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers, and he is a very controversial, drama-filled type of football player here, and he is a fellow conspiracy theorist, okay? So let's dive in. He is a quarterback in the NFL for the New York Jets, and he is almost 40. He is 39. I'll give him that. Everybody online, I was like watching all these TikTok videos, and they're like, this 40-year-old man, blah, blah, blah. I was so shocked that his age was 39. So I was like, you know what? At least men get it too. You know, the minute a woman is like 35, she's like pushing 40, but I guess so is Aaron Rodgers. He's currently injured. So after you listen to this episode, you're like trying to see him when the Jets play, you won't. He's there in crutches on his phone, probably looking up conspiracy theories, but he's currently not playing. One of the things too is, I think it's like his Achilles that is hurting right now. Yeah, it's his left Achilles. And I was talking to someone who knows a lot of football, and basically I was like, what makes Aaron Rodgers so good? Because people always talk about him. And they were saying it's his ability to make a good play out of nothing. Like he's really good at doing, I think, like those Hail Mary plays, things that normally can't be done. He can kind of get in there and like pull a miracle out of a game that looks like it's not going to go well. And then I was thinking about it and I was like, that's interesting because in a lot of interviews, when he talks about his injury, he's like, yeah, my Achilles, like, you know, people say it's going to take a couple months. He's like, no, I'm like literally built different. I'm doing all of this woo-woo medicine stuff. I'm like positive affirmations. Like I'll be able to heal quicker than anyone else ever has healed before. And some people are kind of like, yeah, he's a crazy guy. But I wonder if his history of being able to pull these like miracle plays out of different football games is leading him to think like, oh, you know what? I can also do like a miracle type of healing. I don't know. He's a very interesting type of guy. So he was first playing for the Green Bay Packers. And anyway, he's regarded as like one of the most talented quarterbacks of all time. Now he plays for the Jets. And by that, I mean, he doesn't, but maybe he will later. And his father is actually a chiropractor who played football as an offensive lineman. So he's a Nepo baby, okay? His father also seemed a little bit intense. Like he would always like play football with his sons and he told them, do not drink, do not party in college. You're going to limit yourself to the sport. You know, you cannot do that. And Aaron Rodgers apparently like took that advice deeply to heart. And at the age of 10, he was like on front pages of newspapers for, you know, different things he was doing for basketball, all of these different types of sports. He had a very impressive high school record, but he really didn't get a lot of interest from D1 programs. So anyway, then he ended up getting recruited to play football at this college, whatever. He does well in college. And then once again, he like wasn't really lusted after for the draft. Now, obviously, like I don't really know what I'm talking about, but in reading this, it just seems interesting that he's always performing very well. And then it seems like nobody's really picking him or wanting him. And then he has to prove himself in like each different arena that he enters. So somebody look into his birth chart, because I feel like that's a theme in his life. He is not a pick me. He's not getting picked. Okay. So anyway, in 2005, he got signed to the Packers. He did some sort of $7 million deal. And then this was interesting too. If he does like incentives and all these other things that are included in these contracts, he could have made as much as $24 million, which I will say, I think that every job in the world should have like incentive clauses in it. Just imagine how much, not to like literally sound like Elon Musk or something, but I'm like, imagine how much better workers would be if there were like incentive checks. But I mean that even for myself, you know, like, I don't know. It's nice to have incentive goals to reach, because otherwise I get very, very complacent. Anyway, then in 2022, it was confirmed that he was going to return and play for the Packers, and he had agreed to terms on a 4-year, $200 million contract extension that would have made him the highest paid player in NFL history. But apparently those numbers were like a little bit fuzzy. People weren't exactly confirmed on them. And then obviously he ended up getting traded to the Jets, and that is where he now sits on the bench. He's the person who's probably dated the most, or like most famous people, basically. He was in a relationship with Olivia Munn for 3 years. He was in a relationship with a professional racing driver, Danica Patrick. I don't know who that is, but that's pretty bougie. And then, of course, he was dating Shailene Woodley, and then they got engaged, and then they called off their engagement, and we will be talking about this in the blind items. He is also a bit of a conspiracy guy, okay? So there was a former Packers quarterback who basically said that when he first met Aaron Rodgers in the locker room, he started talking to him about a 9/11 conspiracy theory. Now, this person didn't say like what specifically the theory was. This is just his quote. He said, "The first thing that comes out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth was, 'Do you believe in 9/11? What? Do I believe in 9/11? Yeah, why wouldn't I?' He was like, 'You should read up on that.'" Okay. Do you believe, does Aaron Rodgers think that it didn't happen or something? Like, anyway, he's never made a public statement about 9/11, but good Lord. He's also talked a lot about different like alternative medicine and treatments that he'll do. He's big into psychedelic drugs. And he said in 2022 that he had previously gone to Peru and done a lot of ayahuasca. He is also anti-vax. He talks a lot about that. And he, similar to, you know how like Joe Rogan is like in love with DMT, or at least like, I don't know if he's done it, but he's like fascinated with it. Aaron Rodgers is like horny for ayahuasca. Like anytime somebody asks him about ayahuasca, he responds with like an absolute monologue. And he said at one point, he's literally talking about it like it's a marriage or something. About ayahuasca, he says, "There's a lot of trust, and surrender, I think, is another good word. You have to surrender to the master plant teacher that is ayahuasca, and there's naturally some fear around that. And then when you do, some pretty incredible things can happen, as was evidenced by night 2 of my most recent journey." Blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to read the full quote because you guys would start dozing off, but like, he's really big into ayahuasca. Now, there was a satire website And a lot of people don't know that this is satire. And I saw legitimate TikToks with like 50,000 likes talking about this as if it was news. There was a satire website who put out a fake news article saying that Aaron Rodgers, this is so stupid, that Aaron Rodgers first started seeing somebody called Hat Man during one of his ayahuasca trips. This was a fake quote from Aaron Rodgers. He will sometimes appear in the distance, usually veiled by darkness, holding the corpse of a dead rabbit and sometimes a blade. Teammates are concerned for the quarterback, who now fears being in the locker room alone after he claims that the lights started to flicker and turn off one by one. Blah, blah, blah. And I saw so many people on TikTok. I mean, maybe they were in on it, but like the comments definitely weren't being like, oh my God, like that's crazy. Like Aaron Rodgers, like feel bad for him. And it's like a satire news website. Like, I don't think he's ever actually seen Hat Man. And they made another news article too saying that he lost a football game because of Hat Man. This was a fake quote from Aaron Rodgers. I just kept throwing the ball to the Hat Man and he was always wide open, floating high above the rest of the players. It was so scary. I just had to, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, if you see anyone being like, oh my God, he's scared of Hat Man, like, don't worry, dude, he's not. Now, the main blind items about him is that he is gay and that these women that he's with are beards. That if I read all of the blind items about that specific topic, it would probably be about an hour. But you know what? Let's just get into them. This one was saying that it was a little bit of mutual bearding. We got one blind item here that says this A-minus list actress who had a very high profile relationship with an NFL player has secretly married a woman. Shailene Woodley, I think, is out as bi. There was an article where she said that she could find love with a woman. Whenever it's like bearding, and I know this is all alleged, whenever it's mutual bearding, I really like it. For some reason, I just think it's cute. It's giving Evelyn Hugo, you know? We have another one here that says, the search is on. This closeted A-list star recently ended a high-profile romance with his equally famous girlfriend, so now his team is scrambling to score another cutie to tackle, haha, those never-ending gay rumors. Their playbook is to draft, haha, a sexy female public figure to play the role of his girlfriend, and their goal is to have the staged paparazzi photos ready by early spring. He's been linked to models and actresses, so this time they're aiming for a pop star. Ideally, they want someone who travels a lot for her career, so they won't actually have to spend that much time together, and yes, the job pays very well. Now, I will say it was a little bit confusing because some of these blind items were giving, like, half of them were beard and then the other half were ones like this one. It says, do you think it was the lack of good roles she was being offered or that his fetishes were becoming even more bizarre that was the final nail in the coffin in this relationship between the actress and the athlete? So then that one's like, why would his fetishes bother you if this is a beard situation going on? Sometimes it's hard to tell with these blind items, you know? There was one too that said this NFL QB has been avoiding the drug testers. He is going to get suspended. Yeah, that guy definitely funks with the drugs. This was another one too saying a TV production company says that this A-list NFL player provided false documents to them relating to his vaccination status. And then another blind item saying this A-minus B-plus-less actress all of you know is using a fake vaccine card for their current production. So allegedly Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley were both out there with fake vaccination cards. Which, by the way, now I'm going to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but when I got my vaccine card, that's right, folks, I have been vaccinated despite me talking about, you know, crazy things throughout time. But no, I was vaccinated. And when I got my vaccine card, I remember looking at it and being like, are you for real? This is like an index card. This would be so easy for anyone to fake. So anyway, allegedly, if you see Aaron Rodgers or Shailene Woodley's, check it with a flashlight. This is another blind item saying this athlete has always done his best to make sure that he is hiding deep in that proverbial closet. He thought that his current girlfriend felt the same way. She is acting like she wants the world to know how their relationship really works and wants him firmly out of the closet. And this was related to an interview that she did where she was talking about her relationship with Aaron Rodgers and how they have a very different, non-traditional type of relationship. There were just like a few words in there that made people go, what do you mean it's a different kind of relationship? Now, why did they break up? There are different blind items saying, you know, the team of this A-minus list actress are begging for her to make a clean break from the A-list athlete before he completely disintegrates her career. So it kind of seems, just from the blind items, like the reason that they split up was because Aaron Rodgers was starting to kind of taint the Shailene Woodley brand. Now, this is a fascinating one that really tickles me. Tom Brady, right? Aaron Rodgers, they're both quarterbacks in the NFL. This blind item says, so these two A-plus list QBs play a televised golf match together, and the married one, Tom Brady, tells the single one, Aaron Rodgers, how he credits his wife, Giselle's, former witchcraft rituals for keeping him playing so long. And then the next week, the single one goes and finds himself a witch. Now, look, I got to study up on some witch stuff because for Halloween, I want to do an episode diving into the conspiracy theory that the Kardashians are witches. I don't know. I know Giselle is very spiritual. I'm into this. And Aaron Rodgers would be into this as well. Like, Tom Brady is also sometimes giving a little bit conspiracy theorist. And by that, I mean more like a goopy type. Like, he is on that diet where he doesn't eat nightshades, which I think are eggplants, tomatoes, which to me, anytime you're like avoiding a vegetable for some sort of goopy wellness reason, I'm always just like, I don't know, man. I think like eating vegetables are kind of unequivocally good for you. Anyway, I could just see Aaron Rodgers 100% being like, you know what? I am going to find a witch to like help me. That just sounds like something up his alley. And then we have a last blind item here alleging that Aaron Rodgers came up with an injury that will force him to miss the rest of the year. That one, I don't know. Like, look, granted, I'm not like very well versed in football. I just know that when you get an injury, like you're getting x-rayed, there's doctors on hand. There's no way that you could just like fake an injury. They're pouring so much money into this person. There's no way the person can be like, oh, I'm sick. Like, I don't feel well. Like, they're going to try and play them. So I don't know about that one. All right. Next, we are going to move on to Patrick Mahomes. And we'll also be talking a little bit about his wife, Brittany, and his younger brother, Jackson. People do not like, they like Patrick and they don't like Brittany and Jackson. That's a little TLDR that I learned. So Patrick Mahomes, he is the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he is being heralded as like one of the best QBs of all time. Like, he's following in Tom Brady's footsteps. He's going to be outperforming him soon. And he and Travis Kelce are like very tight, and that's why the team is so good. They've got a very good relationship. So he is also another Nepo baby, okay? He's the son of a baseball pitcher, and he used to do baseball before his sophomore year. He quit to focus solely on football. But look at this. It's just very interesting that all of these football players come from like an athletic family. He's this epic quarterback. In 2020, he signed a 10-year contract extension with the Chiefs worth $477 million with another 26 in potential bonuses. So it was a $503 million contract, the third largest known contract in sporting history. I like, oh my God, I cannot. That's just like insane to me. His wife is a woman named Brittany Mahomes, and everybody notoriously hates her. And I was excited to dive in because I was like, active misogyny. Is it just because she's a woman that you don't like her? Maybe, but also maybe not. Okay. Here was my take. I watched some videos of them together. They're high school sweethearts. They've got two kids together. I think one of the reasons people don't like her is because her and Patrick's little brother, Jackson, do these like TikTok videos together on the field. And here's the thing. Nobody likes a TikToker. Nobody likes a public dancing TikToker, especially. She also tweets a lot of provocative things that kind of piss people off. And there was one moment where there was like a win and she sprayed champagne on everybody. She was like in the box and everybody was outside in the cold below her. I don't like getting wet, okay? I don't like being wet and sticky when I'm outside. So I can understand that. But when you watch their videos together, I do think that they're a good match and you can tell that they really love each other. I think she is like competitive and intense and loud. I personally dig more of like an Emma Stone type of character with like the quick, dry wit, the self-deprecating type of humor. And I just think her vibe from watching videos is just a little bit like it's my way or the highway. But you know what? Hashtag men love bitches. And by that, I mean a lot of guys like a woman in charge, okay? So more power to them. She had a professional soccer career, and I think now she does some sort of like Pilates. She works out all the time. So they're both like in that athletic game together. They are also very, very religious. A lot of these athletes are very religious. I feel like sports has to be very religious just because of the, you know, the population that it appeals to. He's also, similar to Travis Kelce, very marketable. We would be here all day if I said the amount of endorsement deals he's done. He did like a ketchup deal, a water deal, State Farm, DirecTV, Adidas, Head & Shoulders, just like everything. He probably has more money than God. And I think he's like 28 or something. He's so freaking young. Now, a lot of the blind items about Patrick was that he is cheating on Brittany, okay? Sad stuff. It says, after the win on Sunday, this A-plus-less NFL QB decided to party with a woman who is not his wife. Apparently, this was not just a one-time thing. It is unknown whether the thirsty sibling was around. And that thirsty sibling is Jackson Mahomes, who everybody hates. He's like a internet personality slash, you know, professional clout chaser, I guess, and hanger on. So he does these annoying TikToks, and he's also been charged with aggravated sexual battery. So he was accused of forcibly kissing a woman in Kansas in this restaurant that she owned at the time, and there is video footage of it happening. She's standing there, and he goes up and like grabs her face and like forcibly makes out with her, and then she kind of like pushes him away and is kind of like laughing and like grabbing her drink. The amount of assholes in the comments being like, she was laughing, she liked it, like, I like football. They harassed her so much that she had to close her business because she, like, got so much publicity with this case. And also, everybody was just like, oh, she's, like, laughing and smiling. Ladies, like, have we not all been in that situation where something happens? I actually, one of my reoccurring nightmares that I have is that I'm with like this guy murderer or a psychopath, or like he's gonna like blow something up and I know what's gonna happen, but I need to pretend like I don't know, because if he knows that I know, then it's gonna be bad. You know what I mean? So in my nightmare, I'm like trying to be charming and be like, what? Like, oh my God, no, I think you're the best. Even though the whole time I'm planning my exit. Anyway, that's kind of a tangent, but like, It was sexual battery. Like, you can watch the video on YouTube. This guy's just like a dick. Everybody hates him. And somebody was saying on Reddit too, he's done the same move on numerous women in Kansas City. This is just the first one who reported him. I don't see this going away quietly. So anyway, nobody likes his piece of trash brother. This was an interesting one too, right? We know that Britney was out at a dinner with Taylor Swift, and there was a blind item saying that blah, 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 she sure ditched one of her best friends in a hurry. She doesn't want to risk angering the A-plus list singer, so she dumped the ex of the other football player after just going out 2 weeks ago. So that was saying that she blew off Kayla Nicole, Travis Kelce's ex of 5 years, to hang out with Taylor Swift. And apparently Kayla Nicole unfollowed her on Instagram after she saw her hanging out with Taylor Swift. I would too. I would be really upset. Just more about him cheating. The A-plus list NFL QB keeps cheating on his girlfriend, but she isn't going anywhere. She knows, but she wants to get married, so she lets him do whatever he wants. So that obviously that's an older blind item. Just because this A-plus list NFL player popped the question doesn't mean that the cheating will stop. And then another one, I know that they have been together forever, but this very young A-plus list NFL star was collecting phone numbers from other women while his girlfriend was at the same party. So granted, these are all blind items about him mostly cheating when she's a girlfriend, but it seems like it's still going on. Dude, to be, what do they call it, like a wag, a wife and a girlfriend of like a sports person, to be a wag is to suffer. That's like the vibe I'm getting. Okay, the next person we're going to do is OBJ, aka Odell Beckham Jr. He currently plays for the Baltimore Ravens. He's a wide receiver. He used to play for the New York Giants. He did this epic thing years ago. He's done a couple like one-handed catches, and there was one where he arced his back in the air. He's like flying through. He catches it perpendicular to the ground. It was very badass. I watched a lot of TikTok edits of it. Now, the vibe is that nobody likes him. The vibe is that he hasn't been practicing. He's gotten like a little bit in his head. He's not even good for the Ravens. And I think he only signed on to play for like one more year, when typically these contracts, right, are for like 4 or 5 years, things like that. Now, his father and his mother were both athletes, so once again, I'm labeling him as a Nepo something, and he's got a lot of celebrity friends. David Beckham, which is cute because he said that one of his idols growing up was David Beckham, and now, like, they hang out. James Corden, raising my eyebrow at that. Beyonce, LeBron James, Drake, and, like, other soccer players. He was with this woman named Lauren Wood, although I think she goes by Lolo. They had their child together. They are, I think, not together anymore, but they're like co-parenting. She'll sometimes bring the son to the game. They look very, very cute. She's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. And a lot of people are wondering, are they in fact together or not? Because it's rumored that Kimmy K is moving in. And this has a lot of people raising their eyebrows because allegedly, like years ago, Odell Beckham Jr. was rumored to have been dating Khloe Kardashian. They both denied it, even though there were photos of them very cozy together. I think Khloe Kardashian was like, no, we're not together, but like I was flirting with him, which I am like, you know what, shout out to you. That's like a good answer. There's rumors that Kim Kardashian is getting with him, but I was asking different football fans and they were all like, no, like I don't see it. Like Kim Kardashian would want to be with the best person in the NFL and he's like falling off. Like, no, I don't think he would be with the superstar. There was a moment last year, November 2022, where he was escorted off of this American Airlines flight. It basically seemed like he got into his seat. I'm assuming that he took, I don't know, some sort of like Xanax or sleeping pill or something. He didn't put on a seatbelt. So when they tried to wake him up to put the seatbelt on, he was unresponsive and like coming in and out of consciousness. So then they had to return the plane to the gate. He like didn't want to get off the plane. Everybody had to deplane and he like fucked up everybody's day. I see it from both sides. Like that is so annoying to fuck up the schedules of 300 people. But also haven't we all been a little bit out of it if we take a little something and then we wake up, okay? I mean, it just happens. Something interesting that I saw, and I feel like this is the difference between male fans online and female fans online, potentially. So many guys were like, oh, if you can afford to fly private, just like fly private, you know? Like, don't bother people and just fly private. Meanwhile, I'm out here like, Taylor Swift, ground your plane. Like, why more celebrities should be flying first class. You get a nice pod. It's pretty bougie. Who was it? Oh, Rob Gronkowski. We will be talking about him later, but he's like a ex-NFL player. He says that apparently he flies commercial literally all the time, and he's only gotten recognized like 3 times at the airport in the last 5 years. He said that he just wears dress shoes and like a hat and like a big oversized hoodie so people can't like get the vibe of his body. And he was like, yeah, of course I fly commercial. It's like $1,000, $2,000. You get your own pod. And if you charter a plane, it's like 60,000. I'm like, yeah, why are more celebrities not flying first class? I don't know. I just think first class is like the pinnacle of success. I can't even comprehend a private jet right now. So yeah, even though he doesn't have that great of a reputation right now, I think in the past he did. He does really good. There was this like one where he like reenacted a Michael Jackson dance. Was it Thriller? I think he did like Thriller. He dances so well. And he's just like, I don't know. I think he's like a little bit sexy. He's got like a very charming smile. There was this clip I watched of him. He was playing golf and this woman came up with like, I think she had like a Jamaican food restaurant and she gave him a bite of the food on the golf course. And he was like kind of flirting with her and being like, wow, that's so good. I looked into the comments. The top comment was somebody going, sell the fork, sell me the fork. So yeah, I think he's got a little bit of charm to him. Now the blind items, I mean, here we go. It says that the rumors are true about Kim Kardashian, then she will be bearding yet again. She prefers it that way because she doesn't enjoy sex. So yeah, we got a bearding thing here too. This is one with him and Lauren Wood. The quote unquote girlfriend of this A-list NFL player came this close to outing him. She thought that she was being cute. Another one, every woman who has ever gone out with this closeted NFL A-lister who is not a QB has never been able to get him to completion. Apparently, the present girlfriend, Lauren Wood, managed to pull that off and more. The 18 years of six-figure child support was probably a big incentive. More about him being closeted, more about him being closeted. This is one that says, so yeah, somehow this closeted NFL player who doesn't play quarterback thought that if he hit up Grindr while in town, no one would recognize him. That definitely wasn't the case. There was one too saying there is going to be a quick check cut in this lawsuit recently filed because this foreign-born A-plus-list rapper wants to keep secret what he was doing with the closeted A-list athlete that night. Another one about him and Drake. This A-plus-list NFL player is about one of the hottest young players in the game right now. He also had a lot of rumors about his sexual orientation before getting a beard for one night and paying off the tabloids. Now, though, he is hooking up with a foreign-born A-list rapper, and his secret might be out very soon. Ooh, he does always shout out Drake whenever people in interviews are like, what song do you have? What do you like? He's always like, Drake, Drake, Drake. I think he's bisexual, though. That's the vibe that I'm getting. I mean, not that anyone cares, but... And then this was another one, too, that says, if you are this foreign-born A-list rapper, it is way better for your image to have your PR people leak all of these stories about strippers and getting random women pregnant across the pond than to have anyone think that you are hooking up with that closeted A-list athlete who seems to go everywhere you do. Oh, come on. Be happy, guys. I don't know. For some reason, I like them together. Okay, we're going to keep moving here. Oh my God, we're almost at an hour and we got so many more to go through, but here we go. Josh Allen, he is a quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, and his vibe, even though some of his teammates have been like on the field, he will curse and swear and you don't want to fuck with him, but his vibe in a lot of interviews is like sweet, cuddly teddy bear. He just like seems like a very, I don't know, like a nice, sweet guy. I think his mom passed away recently, so... the town of Buffalo like really, really supports him. He just seems very nice in like every single interview. I take that back. I forgot about this section. When he was first drafted, there were old Twitter posts of his where he was using racial and homophobic slurs. And I forgot about this. I was reading some of them. It wasn't like one or two tweets. It was like 50. If you ever, I don't want to read any of them out loud because I feel like that's fucked up. But if you ever want to Google it, good Lord. He apologized saying that he was, quote, young and dumb for making them. But there were a lot. Anyway, he dated this Bulldogs cheerleader named Brittany Williams for years, 2015 to 2023. And then as of May 2023, he's been dating Haley Steinfeld. And a lot of people are like, there was overlap, damn it. There was definitely overlap. And I think it was sad because like it was kind of giving Patrick Mahomes and Brittany. Oh my God, they're also both named Brittany, but like they grew up together, they went to the same school. It just seems, you know, you like the idea of someone who's rich and famous dating like a quote unquote normie. But I will say him and Haley Steinfeld seem very, very cute together. And she is one of the few celebrities in Hollywood that I think is not rotted whatsoever. I hear fantastic things about her. Now, I will say one of the floozies said about Josh Allen, I went to college with him and he was the worst. Slide in and extrapolate. Now, also too, there we have just one blind item about him. It's giving a little bit of PR. It says, it is amazing how this A-minus list actress, Haley Steinfeld, has a new project coming out and suddenly finds herself in public everywhere with the serial cheating NFL star, knowing that she will get photographed and her new project mentioned. I don't know. For some reason, I think that they're real, but you let me know. You let me know what you think. Today's episode of Fluently Forward is brought to you by Jenny Kane. You've heard me talk about them before. They are a California apparel brand and they have wardrobe staples that are classic, elegant, and timeless. I love every single thing on their website. Honestly, you got to go check it out even if you're just browsing to get inspired. JennyKane.com. They make these timeless pieces that just look very effortlessly cool. It's giving like a celebrity who was just caught going to the grocery store and they just look very put together. They're known for their very luxe but lightweight sweaters. The cashmere fisherman and the cashmere cocoon are some of their best sellers, but everything in their collection is designed incredibly intentionally. And also, they're all the same style, so you can put these pieces together without a second thought. You can put a Jenny Kane sweater over a Jenny Kane dress. It's going to look effortless every time. So you can find your forever pieces at JennyKane.com. Our listeners get 15% off of your first order when you use code FLUENTLY at checkout. That's 15% off of your first order at JennyKane.com with the promo code FLUENTLY. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. Rob Gronkowski, he is retired now, but I think he was one of the best tight ends of all time. He looks exactly like one of the guys that gets sent home from The Bachelor. Like, he just has like this face. I mean, he's like a huge guy, but he just has the face of like guy that gets sent home on night two of The Bachelor. Look him up and let me know if you agree with me. But yeah, he used to play for the Patriots and then he retired, but then he came back to play with Tom Brady for the Buccaneers, baby, in Tampa Bay. You should watch videos of him moving on TikTok. Like, it'll be incredible. He'll get the ball and he'll be running to the end zone. The way that there will be like six guys coming after them and he just like shoves them aside and keeps moving. It's awesome. I love watching videos of it. He's somebody who I think a lot of people thought he's stupid because he kind of has like stupid face and stupid voice. I'm sorry. He just does. And he's also like a big party boy. Like he loved partying, but it seems like he's actually pretty smart, especially with money. He said that he lived off of endorsements only and he hasn't even touched any of his contract money. But yeah, like he was a huge party boy. There was this one ESPN interview he did where somebody asked like, oh, like what are you going to do after your win? And he responded in Spanish saying, yo soy fiesta. I am party. So, which is funny because Gronk, right? That's his nickname, Gronkowski. Who's that guy in the movie Emperor's New Groove? Kronk? Anyway, it's both like names that are giving himbo. They were kind of giving himbo. There's also a ton of other funny stuff about him. There was actually an erotic novel inspired about him and it was called A Gronking to Remember, which like, yo, girl, you want to get gronked? Like, there's something about the name that is just like very, very funny. He also set up his own foundation named after himself, but I will say it is a singular focused foundation and it's all about helping kids stay actively involved in schools and sports. It's about health, it's about fitness, it's about athletics. So I at least appreciate that it's a very, very singular focused foundation, which gives me hope in it. He's been in a relationship with this stunning blonde model since 2015. They're together. The only blind items about him, really, I mean, of course, you know, him cheating on his girlfriend. But why is that just like par for the course for these athletes? But it's just also about him like getting drunk and being handsy. That's about it. Like I was expecting more blind items, but it usually is the blind items about people that seem the most reserved are the ones that are the most crazy. And he puts it out there with the yo soy fiesta. So whatever. Okay, for the sake of time, actually, I'm going to skip Tom Brady and Giselle because we could one day do an entire episode on them. And I want to get through everybody else here. Braxton Berrios, he plays for the Miami Dolphins, and I just know that he's dating Alex Earl, and there are no blind items about him. There was a little bit of drama because his ex was Sofia Coppo, I think, and she said that like he cheated on her, he denied it, whatever. I don't know. We won't know until we know. But here is my crackpot little theory, okay? Right now, Alex Earl, right, arguably one of the biggest ladies on TikTok, is dating Braxton, and she calls him Mr. NFL Man in her podcast, and like it's very obvious that they're together. Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce. We're seeing her at the box. It's obvious that they're together. There's rumors that Kim Kardashian is either dating Odell Beckham Jr. or Tom Brady. She's rumored to be with both. If I had my own industry, I have a cookie store, okay? Just stay with me here. And I want people to come to my cookie. No, wait, that doesn't make sense. Okay, I have a boy band. I own a boy band. And I've got these boys in the boy band. And I want girls to be into the boy band. Which three ladies am I going to have them date to get the biggest audience? I would say one, Taylor Swift, obviously. Two, Kim Kardashian. Three, probably Alex Earl, because like to get that online influencer social media market. And those three ladies are all involved in dating someone in the NFL right now. Or allegedly, we don't know for sure with Kim Kardashian. But I just think, isn't that interesting? Either the NFL got very, very lucky and it's a good coincidence because all of these ladies are now paying attention to football, or it's just a happy coinkydink. All right, Joe Burrow. We got Joe Burrow and Russell Wilson left. Joe Burrow, he is a quarterback for the Bengals. He's young. He's 26 and he's sexy. Jesus Lord. Also, apparently like Josh Allen is also young and apparently he's like rude on the field sometimes and will curse and swear at people. Everyone says Joe Burrow is just like so nice, which throws me for a loop because I don't think that sexy people can be nice. I just think you're already given so much in life. But no, Joe Burrow, he's sexy and he's nice apparently. He has been nicknamed Joe Cool and Joe Burr because of his calmness under pressure. If that isn't the biggest turn on ever, the way, like, I just want like a man who's just like a rock in a storm, a big oak tree, not moving. And then I get to be like crazy and emotional and wild around them. And they're just, you know, cool under pressure. There's nothing more attractive than being cool under pressure. It's just fantastic. His father is a former football player and coach. So sound the Nepo alarm. Everybody here is a Nepo baby, okay? He's a Nepo baby too. And now that I'm thinking about it, maybe that's why the Kardashians are always dating athletes, because they're secretly Nepo babies and they can talk about their, you know, Neponess together. So he signed a 4-year rookie contract for $36 million in 2020 for the Bengals. Now, recently, he got this like calf strain, and they thought that he wouldn't be playing, but they ended up putting him in. He's currently playing right now. It had a lot of guys on TikTok mad, I don't know, for some reason. Personal life-wise, he spent one summer during college interning at Goldman Sachs, and boy, does it look like it. He just looked like, if he wasn't a football player, like he 100% would be working in finance. He's got finance face, you know? He also said, similar to Gronkowski, a Gronking to remember, that he's planning to save all of his contract money and just live through income that he gets from endorsements. And he's also very, very tight with Kid Cudi. They like, I don't know, they go to parties together. He's appeared on stage. I think like they both dress each other or something. It's very cute. And he has a girlfriend named Olivia Holzmacher, whatever. And there are two blind items about him being faithful to her. Just kidding. Both of the blind items are about him cheating on her. I mean, what do you expect, right? What do you expect? Okay. Lastly here, we got Russell Wilson, who is married to Sierra. 1-2-step. Russell Wilson, he is a quarterback for the Denver Broncos, and I tried to find his house last weekend. He lives in, I think it's called Cherry Creek Hills. It's over in Inglewood. It's one of like the 5 richest towns in all of America. I went through a walk there with my friend Megan, and it was so nice. We had Zillow up. We were checking the prices of everything, walking slow. Like, there's nothing better than going on a hot girl walk through a mansion neighborhood. It was absolutely delightful. The mansion he bought, $25 million, which I'm sorry. Like, I'm jealous, but also that's stupid. That's so stupid. What do you need a $25 million house for? Like, a $12 million house isn't enough. I just like, and for what? And they have two, they're not even there all the time. I just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's just bothering me for some reason. Their house has a basketball court inside, this massive indoor pool with like a hot tub and spa center. Like, it's a hotel. It's insane. Anyway, we couldn't find it, but I'm not done searching. I'm going to try to find the exact address and drive by. Anyway. Oh, and it's one of three. It's one of three. I correct myself. I thought that it was one of two. No, he has a house in California, Colorado, and Washington State. So he's been married to Sierra for 7 years, and I watched so many videos of the two of them together. Why was I sleeping on Sierra? I don't know why. I guess I just like, you know, she hadn't really put out any new music, so I wasn't really paying attention. She was giving, first of all, flawless, and first of all, so much fun to be around. Like, every interview they do together, I almost feel bad that he's doing it with her, because she just shines and he's just there, okay? Like, it's just fantastic. Also, she almost is kind of reminding me of Nicole Scherzinger. Like, they both perpetually look like they're 25. They have these like tight bodies. They're absolutely beautiful, but also they're really good at entertaining. Like, I feel like both Nicole and Sierra could be late night talk show hosts. They could be hosting something. They could be interviewing people on the red carpet. They just have like that kind of entertainer it factor. Anyway, apparently a lot of people have blamed Sierra, of course, for Russell Wilson kind of sucking now, but they were together when he won a Super Bowl, so like, what's the big deal? People just hate women. She's said before that she's like a homebody. I think that this is really cute. She said that they have a rule, or fun rules, for how long they're willing to be apart, and their limit for being apart is 10 days, and they schedule a date night once a week. Like, you have to go on a YouTube rabbit hole of watching Russell Wilson and Sierra interviews. It just like makes me feel so good inside. I just think that they're very, very cute together. They're also very religious. In the GQ interview they were doing, they were like, what's the first thing I do in the morning? And he was like, there's a hint, I do it with you. And I guess my pervert self, I was like, oh, fucking baby, like morning wood, let's go. And Sierra goes praying. And I just went, oh God, I'm corrupted. They wake up every morning and they pray together. How cute is that? How cute is that? Anyway, Russell Wilson's father played football and baseball at Dartmouth. Nepo baby. And I thought this was an interesting quote. Apparently, like, he didn't get picked early in the draft when he was drafted. And there were quotes at the time being like, if he was 6'5", he'd probably be the number one pick in the draft. But the only issue with him is his height, blah, blah, blah. The NFL is like more intense about height than women are on Hinge. He's 5'11". And maybe I just like, I don't really see height, but 5'11 to me is tall. Oh, I don't know why you have to be so tall to play football. I thought it was only a basketball thing, but whatever. I literally don't know anything. He is also huge on endorsements as well. Obviously, he just bought a $25 million place in Colorado. He's got crazy money. And the extension he just signed with the Broncos in 2022 was for $245 million. Insane. Also, Sierra is not his first wife. He met his first wife, Ashton Meem, when they were both high school students. They were married for 2 years. They divorced in 2014. Now, look, because I like them so much together, I don't want to read his blind items, but I'm going to. So basically, the gist of the blind items is that Sierra is hooking up with other men, and he's not, but she is. We have a blind item here that says this one named singer is married. She always hooked up with other men while dating her now husband, and that has not really changed. It's funny to me that when he tries to step out on her, though, she sends out leaks everywhere trying to shame him. A 2016 one from the Met Gala. It was a business trip for this former A-minus B-plus list singer, which is why she's said that her future husband couldn't tag along. Business in this case meant that she was seeing one of her regulars while in town, and it would have been awkward to say that she had to leave to see her boyfriend. There was a blind item about her after being married to Russell Wilson for a year, allegedly hooking up with Ludacris. Dude, I love Ludacris. There was another one. They both said that they were practicing abstinence before they got married. And this is a blind item that says, it is really easy for this B-list celebrity to talk about abstinence when she is not practicing it. Oh, she is practicing it with her boyfriend, but none of the other guys that she regularly hooks up with for money and favors and just for fun. So it seems like Sierra, allegedly in these blind items, gets out there. And it's funny because I thought that she was like Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls. And that's a lot of her blind items, too. Now, Sierra used to be with Future, right? And there was a blind item here saying the crazy thing is that Future has had more sex with his ex over the past 2 years than she has had with her boyfriend. So I really don't want any of these to be true. Like, when I watch videos of them, like, I, like, in my gut and in my butt, like, they are in love and they are happy together and they just seem so sweet and, like, perfectly matched. But who knows, right? Celebrities have these weird relationships. This was a funny blind item. It says, Sierra recently hooked up with Russell Wilson, and he might be great on the field, but she said he had no idea what he was doing in bed, and she knows the sex lasted under 30 seconds because he started and finished during the same commercial on television. Here's the thing, like, I don't know how that would be a blind item. Like, I guess rumors get spread, but the way that... Have you ever hooked up with someone and you're like listening to music and you're like counting the songs that go by? So then that way, like when you tell your friend about like the hookup the next day, you can like say exactly for how long it was. They're like, oh, how long was it? And you're like, well, I remember like these like four songs played. So like at least like 15 minutes, like blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's just girly things. Now, obviously, I always want to know the nitty gritty, dirty little details. But allegedly, they also said that somebody in these blind items that Sierra hooked up with was Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy. And the rest, I mean, I just don't want to read repetitive ones, but it's all similar to the vibe that Russell Wilson is, you know, at home mopping the floors and Sierra is like out flying to go meet up with her boyfriend. But there was one blind item saying, let me find it here. This was it. This former A-minus list athlete wanted to do a throuple situation with his celebrity wife and his boyfriend. The wife said nope. Now, I don't think he's a former athlete. And I don't think that Russell Wilson is gay, although there have been rumors. But who knows? Maybe this is some type of like open poly situation, which would be weird for a couple that prays together every morning. But you never know. You just never know. So there we go. That is a little TLDR on some NFL gossip here. Obviously, if you ever want the Tom Brady and Giselle episode, we can do that because as I start to do a research on the Kardashians being witches for a Halloween episode, it will be interesting to see if Giselle is also one. So there we have it. It will be interesting to see how things continue. Will Travis and Taylor Swift stay together? No. I mean, will they? I don't know. Some people are saying they could see them getting married. I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think it would be nice. I think that they're a nice match. I just, you know, I'm in my I don't like Taylor Swift right now era, so I don't see it happening. Josh Allen and Hailee Steinfeld, I see them as a cute couple. Alex Earl and Braxton, you know that's going to turn into something messy, and I hope they talk about it on the podcast. And I don't care what the blind items say. I think Russell Wilson and Sierra were meant to be together. So thank you for hanging out with me. If you have any thoughts about this episode or if you know anything, especially the person who said they went to college with Josh Allen and he was a dick, slide into the DMs. Or in the meantime, have a great week. Thank you for bearing with me for a sports episode here. And I will see you guys next week for another episode of Fluently Forward. Bye, guys.